Which one are we doing? Twilight Zone?
We're doing Twilight Zone. We're doing
GZ!
The Howling Man Redux. Let me get this. Still getting used to Restream.
This is our first that man out of that room.
It's our first Twilight Zone one on Restream. Yeah. Let's see how this works.
All goes to hell.
What am I doing?
Why isn't this linking?
No, I'm just... Let's see how this works. 433.
You know what? Restream represents the devil itself in a locked room with a bunch of old priests.
It's our devil week.
Devil man! Devil man! What? Devil man!
We're doing a triple feature of devil episodes. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah.
I guess that's
Satan's
true.
In all three.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You're right. That's not wrong.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Dark Territory. Bordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
Citizens, welcome to AIW, the Twilight Zone. The podcast begins now. The prostrate form of Mr. David Ellington, scholar, seeker of truth, and regrettably finder of truth. A man who will shortly arise from his exhaustion to confront a problem that has tormented mankind since the beginning of time. A man who knocked on a door seeking sanctuary and found instead the outer edges of the Twilight Zone.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Twilight Zone Review / Year of the Beholder, episode 476, TC59, 205, The Howling Man Redux, Phoenix West.
Dick,
who smoked more cigarettes? Rod Serling, John Carpenter, David Lynch?
John Carpenter.
Yes, right? And why is he the...
And he's alive.
He's the one that lived the longest.
Because David Lynch is about... He's gone. He's going to die soon.
David Lynch is one foot in the grave.
Anymore. He can't breathe anymore on his own. So, and John Carpenter smoked so much that the white mask of Halloween turned a jaundice yellow. So it was like, how does that happen? And he still lives to talk about how, like, I don't like anything anymore. They just give me a check. And I say, okay, whatever. I don't care.
And it was under the bed, too. So that means that's filling the room with smoke. That's not just, that's insane.
Can you imagine what that mattress looks like? Cigarette burns, like holes, and also just black with tar.
He also looks the worst of the three of them.
He does, even though he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's got Rod looks better dead.
Yeah, Rod certainly made it to 50. David Lynch is, what, in his 70s? So is Carpenter. He's probably 76, 75.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of cigarettes between those three guys. Only one of them is smart enough to get backing by a cigarette company. That's Rod.
That's true.
Rod Oasis cigarettes.
They're wonderful cigarettes. They make you live longer in your head.
Are you going headphoneless?
I think so, because I keep getting this feedback. It's driving me crazy, and I can hear you just fine without them. What about the sound on your end? Does it sound worse or better or same?
Sounds normal.
Well, then I won't worry about it. I'll take the fucking headphones off and do this the old-fashioned way.
Unplug the headphones, plug them back in.
Or just like this, like, all right, that's right, come on.
No, I need a point, too.
We're talking about the Howling Man on this episode of TZ.
Now you got a
Ear of the Beholder.
Another hit by that smash runaway Steven Seagal, talking about his punani.
Punani, nah, get the punani.
Here we go.
Sitting down playing his guitar because he can't stand, let alone walk 25 spaces.
Well, if he stands up, he has that little Winnie the Pooh belly, so the guitar is like facing up.
He'll knock the drummer out of the stage.
It's just a facing upright, and he's.
Hey,
I can't do this. My ninja skills won't let me do this.
I can't do this. I'll just do this. Can I sing like that with my hands, just waving, and the music comes out of my fingers? Is that okay? I like the punani. I like your punani.
Mr. Steven Seagal. Man, we talk about that way too much.
But, so shows. The Howling Man.
Yes, the Howling Man.
There's another connection this week to the Twilight Zone. each of them have a Batman connection.
Each episode.
Except for this one. I'm not sure if this one does.
Okay, so two out of the three.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, obviously, yes. Okay, the other two do. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this one does not, as far as I can tell.
Because this one has John Carradine, right?
Yes.
He might have been in Batman.
Let me look up everybody.
I don't know. John Carradine might have made an appearance on the Batman TV show. He was a whore. It's not like it was underneath him. He did horrible, horrible movies into his 80s, for Christ's sake. We saw him. One of them was that vampire fucking porno fest.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Oh, Christ.
You know, his second-to-last movie was Buried Alive.
Oh, the Darabont one?
The Darabont one.
Well, at least he went out on a high note. Good for him. That's sweet.
No, but then he followed that up with Jacko, then died.
Yeah.
Oh, he was long dead by then. So that was just remember that was the one that also has Mitchell, where he's just footage from a different movie. So they probably did the same thing with him.
Oh, more than likely, yeah. Good point.
80s, 60s. Let's get down to the 60s.
80s, 60s. Working since 1860. It's amazing.
I'm scrolling down through here, but I don't see any Batman.
I survived the Civil War to star in pictures.
He was also in one of our Night Gallery episodes.
Fuck.
Remember that? He's
everything.
Surprise.
Yeah. Well, he was buried. He was the buried
guy. It's called
Big
Surprise or something stupid.
Yeah, I'm dead. I buried myself and you dug me up, stupid.
Yeah, no Batman connection, man. Sorry.
Okay. Well, someone else. Anybody else on this episode is connected to Batman? Maybe the director?
No, I'm looking through each person.
Is this a Richard Donner episode?
No.
The Howling Man?
No. Who Batman. Who directed it? I'll get to it one second here. A couple of these guys are in this episode, this show called Men Into Space, which I've never heard of.
Men Into Space? Yeah.
That looks awful. The director, Douglas Hayes. He directed 53 episodes of Batman.
Hey!
No, that'd be awesome.
Damn it. And that was only half a season. 53 episodes of Batman. That was 6 weeks of work.
That's pretty annoying when two of them have obvious direct connections to Batman and this one doesn't have any.
It's got to be something. There's some guest star, some guy there that we just don't know.
It's
not
such
noticing.
A small cast. There's only six people in
there's
it.
There's only a few people in this episode.
Charles Beaumont and then Douglas Hayes and Rod Serling. And none of them working Batman.
Yeah.
Tiny little cast in this one.
Was Rod Serling not in a Batman episode?
No. Is this your first time with this episode, watching this one?
No, I've seen this one like two or three, four times. Okay. This is one of the ones that are considered top five greatest episodes of Twilight Zone.
Wow.
It's always in the top five, I feel like. Everybody's lists, they always talk about this one.
I don't get it.
Well, because it's a classic reveal where he's going on the pillars, and each pillar he becomes the devil more.
Yeah.
Because he do that shape-shifting thing, which was cool, but nice little camera trick. And I think a lot of people love that, and that kind of gives us a lot of weight.
I mean, I'll play it. It's right here.
Yeah. Gets sued by Paramount. Congratulations. Showing off their money-making wonderful things on shitty Paramount Plus.
There's an even better clip right here, I think.
There he is.
And he does this.
Yeah. There you go. He looks worse on the last one, though.
Yeah,
they should have just stuck with that third one. He could can't look too queer. He just.
I think it's cooler right here.
Yeah, it's cool there.
But he does this right here.
It's medic.
You see it? Right there. All they did was a light change. He looks so much more sinister right there. I think that's cooler than the.
This reveal is pretty fun, though. I don't know. This must have been an old Hollywood vaudeville trick.
It's a fine episode. It's okay.
I'm just saying, in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
People consider this one to be like the highest. like top five, always in the top five.
Will this
the
help?
Howling Man, man.
Will it help if I do this?
Ooh, that's cool.
You gotta believe me.
For your transitioning?
The Dutch angles. No, the beginning.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, this one's a very, very highly stylized episode.
Yeah.
Unlike the other two, not so stylized.
The Dutch angles in this episode are...
Oh, nice blackface. Good God.
And then it keeps doing Dutch angles until he gets inside. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
What do you want?
Recording.
I can't build you a shelf today.
Oh,
I heard you guys were the best furniture makers in Pennsylvania. Not tonight. We have a problem.
We have a backlog.
We have the Howling Man in our back room. We can't get to the supplies.
He's in our glue room.
We're going to have to make a side trip to Home Depot to get one of them tough sheds. That'd be a strange episode of Twilight Zone.
Well, I decided that they're a homophobic cult.
Yes.
Because I did my, obviously with these three episodes today, I have a filthy Twilight Zone.
Well, yeah, I thought you already had one for this one.
Yeah, but I'm just going to play it.
Yeah. Are you playing it now? Or
I am.
Oh, there he is. I thought so. Hello, honey. Let me out of this.
No, please. In the name of mercy, me. Come closer. Come.
Homophobic devil.
I was on a f***ing trip through Central Europe.
What do you want from us?
Shelter. Maybe some f***.
We cannot help you.
They're f***ed, Mr. Ellington. All of them. Raving f***ed.
Why in such a hurry for me to leave? What are you afraid I'll find out? It's the man you have locked up in the cell, isn't it, brother? Well, that isn't a secret anymore. I know about him.
I was walking in the street with my woman. We paused to by a tree, and we kissed. Is it wrong to but Jerome, a lecherous old fool, and I saw him standing close by. I tried to open my mouth to before I could utter a sound. He raised that heavy staff he carries. You've seen it? And he me again and again.
Honest men make unconvincing liars.
I've told you the truth, but only a part of it. Now I see I shall have to tell you the whole truth.
I find this difficult to believe.
Of course you do, Mr. Ellington. That's the strength of the man. He makes his madness seem a harmless thing. The madness of a religious zealot.
You don't believe me at all. Quite to the contrary. You're now quite certain of what you suspected, that I am. Let me tell you a story, and we'll see how certain you are that I am dead.
This is not a religious order, Mr. Ellington. These so-called brothers of truth, they're outcasts, misfits, cut off from the world because the world won't have them. I don't say they're evil. I say they're dead.
I suppose you fancy yourself a sophisticated man. You consider us to be primitive because we live here in solitude, away from the so-called real world. We are misfits.
No.
Oh, please. I, who am assuring you that I am not the ignorant fanatic I would appear. I'm merely the results of a different point of view. If you could understand that, you could listen to what I have to say with an open...
Where are you going?
I'll speak to Jerome.
No! He's the greatest of them all.
I promise to keep your secret.
Good, my son. Tomorrow, if you feel well enough, you may. In the meantime, Brother Christophorus will look after you. Please, go directly to his room.
He you, didn't he? Jerome is.
All right.
That's a long one.
Yeah, it's a long one.
That's a lot of butt fucking.
I let it play out.
Go see Brother Jerome. He'll let you in the room.
He fucked you, didn't he?
You have to beep that one. It just speaks for itself.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Man, it's... I don't know. I've seen this episode a number of times now. I get why people would like it. It's stylized, but it's fine.
Like, well, I think that's what it's just... It is just, like I said, for some reason, this is the one that always is brought up. This one and, like, the Telly Savalas doll episode... monsters do on Maple Street.
I say this is a tier below that.
What's another one that like everyone goes to? That oh the Burgess Meredith book, Eight on Bomb episode.
Time Alone at Last.
Time Alone at Last.
And then A Good Life.
Good Life, and then I would say, oh God,
Nightmare, 30,000 or 20,000 feet.
That one, yeah, that's another one. That's a big one.
Nick of Time, both the Shatner.
Yeah,
ones.
Nick of Time, yeah, that's a good one. Those are just the go-to classics, I guess.
It's got an 8.2 on IMDb.
Yeah, I mean, it's about
big
right.
Big episode.
I'd probably give it a 8.
I give it a 7. 7.5,
maybe. 7.5, I'll give it a 7.5. Just for the use of Dutch angles.
Yeah. A Timeless Tale Told in a Short Time. I'm looking at the IMDb reviews.
A Timeless Tale Told in a Short Time with the restraints on camera angles.
Eerie and absorbing tale told on a dark and stormy night.
Ooh.
Twilight Zone goes gothic horror.
Yeah.
Spooky but fantastic episode.
Kooky but fucking episode?
Spooky but fantastic episode.
Oh, I was just saying. He was watching your video too closely.
And someone else did a little Usual Suspects here. The greatest trick that Delvo ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
There you go.
You can catch the devil, but you can't hold him long.
Yeah.
The Howling Man, ellipses. He isn't a werewolf. I need to read that one.
Ha! This episode gets 2 stars. Stupid title. Stupid.
This person gave it a 1. Awful. The Howling Man is uninteresting. Sleep-inducing drivel. Honestly cannot sit through this episode without falling asleep.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Is this a 24-minute episode? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a short one, yeah.
This is our only short one of the night.
This is the only short one this week, yeah. I was going to say, I think it was a short one. That's funny. It's so much talking. I'm bored. He's not even a werewolf. I thought he was turning into a werewolf and eat somebody. That's just stupid.
How wasn't he a werewolf? No, that was a different guy.
Howling. It's howling. It's a wolf. Duh.
I would love if Antonio Banderas' wolf movie turned out like this. Or ends up being devil.
You mean Benicio Del Toro's movie?
What did I say? Antonio Banderas? Yeah, Benicio Del Toro.
I wish Antonio Banderas would do a werewolf movie.
He might as well have.
And I am the wolf. I'm wolf. I'm going to bite you. Ooh. Watch out. I'm going to bite you. Turn you into a wolf in the moonlight.
Oh, I saw a trailer for the new Wolfman.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Trailer's fine.
I'm sure it's good because you know what? Leah Wanall.
Yeah.
He's like one of those Mike Flanagans where you like you go, oh, he took this and did this. Oh, really? And he goes, oh, actually, it was pretty good. He's usually pretty right on, so I trust him. It's probably decent.
As long as he doesn't act in it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's going to put himself in there just to get another check.
Yeah, he just needs to keep it to a minimum. He's fine in like those.
Insidious, movie.
Right? Yeah, he's fine in those. He's barely in them. That's fine.
Well, he's like a comic relief character in those. So he's not asking for much.
No, he can't carry the load that was Saw.
Oh, that
no.
was...
No.
You're lying to me.
No. No. Like sitcom acting.
I took a couple of acting classes. I can pull this off.
Yeah.
It saves money on the budget to get...
That's all that was, but...
Yeah, that's what it was.
I want to see
how it is.
I want to see the back-to-back unedited reel that was that day. No. No.
No.
No.
Nada.
No way.
No comprendo. Like different languages. Nine.
Oh, Nobo. Oh, I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Lee, you wrote it. You're just saying the word no, man. Maybe. Oh, fuck.
On. Oh, Christ. It's not a palindrome. This word, no. God damn you.
Non.
No, I like Indian food.
It's actually three different audio tracks that they edited together to sound human. No.
It's just like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to tap you on your foot, and all you have to do is say, nod your head. Hello, Mr. Thompson. I think he's talking to you. God, it's good.
I thought you were talking about the Itchy and Scratchy movie episode. Not the movie, when Homer was on there.
Right, yeah.
Going back to my home planet.
Yeah. Poochie's dead! Woo!
Yay!
Everybody cheers. Poochie's spacecraft crashed on his way back home. It's just written on ground. Hilarious.
Oh, Dick, I did upload some clips, so I do have this one.
I have a sunflower on my ass, if you're interested.
So glad that one's back in rotation.
Had to put it.
You can't live without that one.
No, I can only do 10 clips, so I have those two intro ones that I played, and then
that's good.
Eight other ones.
Yeah. And maybe I'll send you random ones over the week when I find some clips. Maybe find the final David Lynch interview before he loses his voice and dies.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't say that. I'm not dead yet, you son of a bitch. Don't watch my funeral with a fucking iPhone. Yeah.
I can't play that one.
No, yeah. That's a good one, too, though.
I like the guy that plays the devil. I think they did a good job with him. The guy, yeah. The main character guy is a little, I'm just a voice. What do you mean?
Right.
He's a little too wooden.
Well, he's adequate. I don't know. With the Twilight Zone acting, you're lucky to get guys who could just look like they're 52 years old playing 30-year-olds. And he kind of pulled, because he gets old age makeup in the beginning, end of the episode, right? We go back where he tells the story to the maid or whatever. Don't open that door. I made a mistake. I made the same mistake 50 years ago.
He's leaving. He's like, the whole wraparound story is that he's leaving his maid alone in the house for the first time. And because yes. I don't know, he's going to go to like the grocery store or go check out a movie or something.
I have to go to return Blockbuster videos. Can you watch this door?
And he's like, here's a long fucking story. You're not going to believe it. Anyway,
Tell you? Now I'm late for my appointment where I was going to go in the first place.
Don't let my howling twink out of the other room. And she like, he's not even outside. He's not in his car yet. And she's already like,
I got you out, duh. Well, she's a woman. What do you want?
She doesn't wait at all.
She's a woman.
Here, okay, I'll play the...
Charles Beaumont knew what he was talking about when he wrote women.
Remember, keep that door locked.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Look at the lock. She's already planning on opening it.
What?
Like, waste no time. 2347. Let's play from here. Here's the outro. Look at this.
Ancient folks saying, you can catch the devil, but you can't hold him long. Ask Brother Jerome. Ask David Ellington. They know, and they'll go on.
Hello!
At the end of their days.
See, it'd be great if you just ripped her throat out.
In the Twilight Zone.
You dumb bitch!
Did you not hear him? Like, even he's like, seriously, woman.
Come on, I heard that story like 3 times. The other girl's got it. Why couldn't you? You're pretty fucking dumb, aren't you?
Even if I wasn't the devil and you didn't believe it, I'm still a guy locked in here. I'm going to take it out on you, you dumb bitch.
Are you just really, really horny?
Did you not even get a weapon? Like, what if I came out swinging?
You're just so dumb. There's not even a lot. You can't even see my face through the door. It's a solid door. There could be nothing behind this door. What if it was a dog? The dog yeah. would come and attack you, stupid.
What if you had a literal wolf in here?
What if there was like this kidnapped boy? What would you do then? Would you call the cops? Probably not, because you're too stupid.
I'm just saying, maybe lock it, and then we'll talk about this. Then you decide if you want to do it. That's all. I just want to have a little decision here.
You through Craigslist.
I didn't even tempt you. You didn't even give me a chance to tempt you.
Were you in that? She used to work for Topless Maids.
She's one of them. Clearly, look at her. You saw her.
I saw her. She could have been. Who knows? Usually they're Latinas or Asian girls.
How are they not constantly assaulted? Do they come with, like, pimps?
They would have to. Or you weren't allowed to be in the room with them, maybe. They just cleaned the place and just...
What's the point, then?
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe they took a picture and left it on the thing. I don't know.
If you're not home with them and when they're topless, well, I don't see the point.
Well, you got to jerk off watching them dust. He's a weird pervert anyway. Oh, yeah. Go clean up the... Go mop the kitchen. I want you mop.
Guess what I want you to do with that? Yeah, clean it up.
I just saw a clip from some movie. I think it must be from Remember Paul or the Pauly movie with Ben Stiller and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh yeah,
and they're in a crowded elevator, and Philip Seymour Hoffman goes, "I'm so horny.
I want you to kiss me."
It's got to be Pauly, I would assume. I've never seen it.
I want to kiss you.
I'll kiss you. Is your pussy wet?
I picture you shouldn't mix someone else cleaning with your masturbating, because if it's like any other masturbation, I'd be like, ah, all right, get out of here. Oh, why did I call you? Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
And then you have to clean up the rest of your house yourself every time.
Yeah, I'm done.
My shame kicked in. Get out. Oh, don't look at me. Oh, my God.
No, close the door. Don't let me out. Close the door.
Why'd you let me come in the potted plant? Oh, my God.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein, though. Yeah. Come to my room. Please don't embarrass me. Come to my hotel room. Just pretend. Just come up with me in the elevator. I'll let you go. Come on. You're embarrassing me.
Just a tip. Come on.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. He's free now.
Well, yeah, he got acquitted, but I think he's got more. He's got other trials, though. Unlike Ron Jeremy, who's basically going to die in prison.
Ron Jeremy might as well be dead now.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. I did like that. A little internet meme I sent you. It was Jeremy spoke in class today, and it's Ron Jeremy in a classroom. Yep. That was pretty good. I give him credit for that one. And it's like such a good, like such an obvious meme, but I never thought of it.
Yeah.
Jeremy spoke in class today. I'll pull out my cock. You're going to look at it, maybe touch it.
I want to kiss you.
I'm still drunk. I'm drunk.
I'm fucking around.
So stupid.
Saddest movie character ever.
Why? Pretty much, yeah. As opposed to the real life Philip Seymour Hoffman, really sad acting character actor story.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Couldn't escape heroin even with the heights of his talents and success. It just wasn't enough.
Nope.
I think Josh Brolin blamed Hunger Games for him dying.
Because he had money now.
Well, that's what it was. Like, he made all this money. I think he felt like, where's the art in it? Well, why am I doing this for if it's just for money?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, well, who gives a shit? You can do both. What's wrong with having money and being an artist? Shut up.
It's Nirvana.
All the other assholes can handle it.
Kurt Cobain can handle it.
Well, boo hoo hoo.
Right? Yeah.
He didn't do it, though. Courtney killed him. We all know that.
But, like, Alice in Chains, Lane Staley. It wasn't the success. It was he was just a junkie.
Heroin.
He's a junkie.
Yeah, that's
like there was no reason. He was just a junkie. No. That's it.
Just like what's his name? Chris, the other Chris.
Chris Cornell.
Not Chris Cornell. Yeah, the other Chris. The Chris from
Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland. I'm sorry, Scott Chris Weiland. That guy.
Yeah, Scott Weiland was a fucking junkie. He lived 25 years past when he should have.
Well, even his wife said, look, you're not celebrating an artist. You're celebrating a junkie. Just let him die. Like, let him be dead.
Yeah.
Like, it was really kind of amazing.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what? He was kind of an asshole. He got everything given to him. He wasn't thankful. Don't celebrate him as an artist. He was a fucking douchebag.
Well, she was like, you guys propped him out there to go out there and make money.
Yeah.
That's all he was toward the last, like, 10 years of his life. Just
She was a sour girl today.
I am smelling like the rose of somebody.
I smell it like the puke.
Because I'm dead and bloated the last decade of my life.
I don't know the rest of my songs.
I don't know. That's the music I grew up with, so I know those.
Oh, yeah.
But then they all went on, the ones that survived, they just kept going. And it's like, stop. Like, there's a new Alice in Chains. I'm fine with that.
Well, aren't the other, like, not only the main guy has to change that, but didn't the other guy die too?
No, it was just him.
I thought there was like more than one died of Austin Chains.
No, Jerry Cantrell's band, so that one doesn't bother me that they kept going.
Mm.
But they're still doing Stone Temple Pilots without Scott Weiland.
Oh, are they? I didn't even hear that they had an album. Have they had an album come out?
I don't think so. But it'd be like if, I don't know, like Nirvana traveled. Couldn't do it because he was the band, you know?
Right, yeah. Hmm.
Oh, my favorite band, though, I have a clip of. My favorite group of all time.
Yes.
When I die, I want to be high. Never worry, just bury me. Along with my currency, when I die, I want to be high.
Man,
right. That bounces. That's better than anything. That's almost as good as Steven Seagal's Poonanny song.
Almost.
Not quite
so close,
but
yeah.
Very close. Bury me with my currency.
Yep.
Because bury me rhymes with currency.
And die rhymes with high.
Yes. That was a terrible episode of TZ 2002.
And I think we're done with The Howling Man.
Yo!
I give it a 7.
I give it a 7. It's fine. That sounds about right. That's fine.
I wish it was called The Moaning Man.
Oh, yeah! Bruising, fisting man.
Yeah. It's just that S&M dungeon. That's basically what I was thinking when I did my Filthy Twilight Zone.
It works.
Dungeon.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I can understand that. Hellbent Falella. What was the name? Who's the Judas Priest main? What's his name? I always forget. You're not really a Judas Priest person.
No, I don't like the metal.
You don't like metal? I mean, it's more kind of light metal.
I don't like that stuff.
It's not like death metal. I'm going to rip your heart out and give it to the devil. It's not like that. This is just like he's hell-bent for leather. You know, he lives after midnight, parties till the dawn.
There's three people listed for lead vocalist of that band.
Oh, shit.
Rob Halford?
That's him.
Okay.
I think he's the main guy.
He looks like he belongs in Cruising.
Yes, because he came out as a homosexual man. And I guess his book is actually, I kind of want to read it. Because all the fans of Judas Priest were like, you know, he was upset. He was worried that they weren't going to accept him because he was homosexual. And it was quite the contrary. But then at the same time, it's like, I can't really imagine this guy going to glory holes with getting blown by a guy wearing a Judas Priest shirt. But he was doing that when he was touring. He would go to any local glory hole and get his wanked off.
Hey,
he go do two shows a night and go to the glory hole. Living after midnight.
Is he just singing through it?
Looking through the glory hole. Hey, I know that voice.
Oh, God. I know that voice. Patience, my child. Oh, yeah. So, The Howling Man. Need we say more?
No.
Yeah, 8.2 on. I don't. I like it.
Well, it's the zeitgeist. They just, for some reason, some of these episodes just have a life of their own, and they kind of are a little bit too overrated, maybe.
Let's move on. Until next time.
Move on.
And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
There you go.
That's all I said.
Glory hole, fucking.